Folks, it's Rick Barrett. I need you to go to shop.mikechurch.com and get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt. That's shop.mikechurch.com. Get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, September 26th, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For 10 years now, Mike Church Show listeners have been getting the best deals in the USA on a new or used Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. Japan gets ready to open its borders to the rest of the world. A new city has taken over the distinction of being the murder capital of the U.S. Vaccine mandate ruled invalid for police association members in New York. And the prophecies of 16th century French astrologer Nostradamus is flying off the shelves after it apparently predicted the death of Queen Elizabeth II. Japan gets ready to open its borders to the rest of the world, our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
Japan, one of the world's last major holdouts during the pandemic, is dissolving its COVID-19 restrictions and opening the door back up to mass tourism. Beloved for its unique mix of vibrant urban culture and natural beauty, the country is lifting its tight regulations on foreign tourists, according to a tweet Thursday from Taro Kono, Japan's Minister of Digital Affairs. Finally, Japan will reopen the border, the tweet said. Visa waiver is back, no daily limit, and free individual visits. The new policies will start on October 11th. Now that Japan is curbing its COVID-19 restrictions, it's apparent that not only is COVID-19 not being talked about in the media anymore, it's not being thought of as severe enough for there to be restrictions by world leaders. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
New Orleans has overtaken St. Louis as the murder capital of America. The city saw a 141% increase in homicides when compared to recent years. According to data from the Metropolitan Crime Commission, an organization that tracks crime and also tries to bring it down, there have been 52 homicides per 100,000 residents as of September 11th. In St. Louis, there have been almost 45 homicides per 100,000 residents as of September 17th. That's according to data from the St. Louis Police Department. By comparison, there have been almost 18 homicides in Chicago per 100,000 residents and just 3.5 in New York City, according to Fox News. New York City police officers scored a big win in their fight against the city's COVID-19 vaccine mandate that cost some their jobs, with a Manhattan Supreme Court judge ruling that the mandate, as it applies to members of the Police Benevolent Association, is invalid, and fired cops must be given back their jobs. Judge Lyle Frank said in the September 23rd ruling that PBA members who lost their jobs for refusing the jab must be reinstated to the status they were as of the date of the wrongful action. While it's unclear how many PBA members lost their jobs due to the mandate, a City Hall spokesperson told CBS News that over 1,750 New York City employees have been fired for refusing to get the shot. Frank said in the ruling that a key reason why the mandate was illegal is because the city didn't collectively bargain with the PBA, which represents some 24,000 members of the New York Police Department. Our quote of the day, pray, hope, and don't worry. Padre Pio. And our saints of the day, the first martyrs on the North American continent who planted our faith deep across the land. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, everyone. Jamie Scott here. For those that might not know me, I'm the director of the Sparrow's Nest here in Athens, Georgia. We're a local nonprofit aimed to help those who are broken, beaten, and abused and stereotyped by the harshness of this world. Our team work alongside many local businesses and community members to provide service to our clients. One of those businesses is Bulldog Kia. Did you know when you buy a new Kia from Bulldog Kia, a portion of your purchase goes to the Sparrow's Nest? You can buy a new car and get the chance to save lives. How cool is that? Head on over to BulldogKia.com to check out their great selection of new Kias. Have you seen the new 2022 Kia Telluride? It's beautiful. You can also visit them in person on Atlanta Highway next to Sam's Club. You can learn more about the Sparrow's Nest and additional ways you can give back to our organization by visiting sparrowsnestathens.org. Thank you for your support, and remember, we'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
Today we honor Saints Isaac Jogues, Jean de Brébeuf, and their companions. Isaac Jogues and his companions were the first martyrs of the North American continent officially recognized by the Church. As a young Jesuit, Isaac Jogues, a man of learning and culture, taught literature in France. He gave up that career to work among the Huron Indians in the New World. And in 1636, he and his companions, under the leadership of Jean de Brébeuf, arrived in Quebec from France. The Hurons were constantly warred upon by the Iroquois, and in a few years, Father Jogues was captured by the Iroquois and imprisoned for 13 months. His letters and journals tell how he and his companions were led from village to village, how they were beaten, tortured, and forced to watch as their Huron converts were mangled and killed. Between 1642 and 1649, Jogues and his companion missionaries were captured, tortured, and put to death. 8 Jesuit martyrs of North America were canonized in 1930, and today they're honored by shrines in upstate New York and Canada. A book interpreting the prophecies of 16th century French astrologer Nostradamus is flying off the shelves now, after it apparently predicted the death of Queen Elizabeth II. The book Nostradamus, The Complete Prophecies for the Future, was published in 2005 and is an interpretation of Nostradamus's Les Prophéties, a collection of poetic prophecies. The book, authored by Mario Redding, has sold more than 8,000 copies since September 17th. That compares to just 5 copies the week before the Queen's death, according to the Sunday Times. Redding's interpretation of one of the poems reportedly reads, "Queen Elizabeth II will die, circa 22 at the age of around 96. According to Redding, Nostradamus also predicted that King Charles III will abdicate the throne due to resentments held against him by a certain proportion of the British population following his divorce from Diana, Princess of Wales. Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com and stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.